I'm
Javin, I play keyboards and sing in Young Pacific.
I'm Nathaniel, I play guitar and sing in Dead Soft.
Since moving to BC, I've been a huge fan of Emily Carr's art.
I wrote a lot of it on the road. That was our first real tour.
What role do you think time plays in transforming something into art?
We've arrived at sexual maturity as a band.
This is The Arts Show, CJSF 90.1 FM.
Oh, hello, dear listener. Welcome to The Arts Show. I feel like it's been so long, but it's actually only been a week. It's just been a long, long week. A lot of work. Anyways, this is me, Jeb Gradowski, your host as always here on CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from Burnaby at St. Fridge University in Burnaby. I think I already said that, but it's so nice we say it twice at Burnaby Mountain here. That's how we do. Yeah, we got a fun show for you today, as always. We got a ton of listings to tell you all about. Lots of cool stuff happening out there. Keep in mind, we're on the unceded territories, the Coast Salish peoples, which belong to the Skokomish, the Musqueam, the Tsleil-Waututh, and the Kwikwetlem. So keep that in mind as we look through the events coming our way this week. But we'll get a few things out of the way and we'll hop right in.
No matter your disability, you likely face barriers in your everyday life. At Neil Squire, we help break those barriers down by helping you access employment, technology, and the tools you need to live your life to the fullest. As a nonprofit organization, we empower people with disabilities all across Canada, and we are here for you too. Visit neilsquire.ca to learn more.
CJSF is looking for new volunteers to come in and make radio. No experience is necessary. You can learn to DJ, edit sound, produce news, make posters, and host your own show. Come out to a weekly station orientation to get involved. Orientation times can be found on our website at www.cjsf.ca.
Yo, shout out KRS-One. Shout out to our listeners, local, national, federal, international, interstellar. What's up, aliens? How you doing? I got some sick jams for you today. Okay. So, yeah, you should totally come and volunteer at the radio station. It's hella. You meet the coolest people. We're doing a record club right now. It's every Thursday. And you come share some records you're really into with Connor, our music director, and the gang. And whatever hoopla is going on in your mind, you can chat with us over some music. Tell us about what jams you're into and why. Big stretch. Big stretch. All right. So, let's get you in the know about what's going on around town here in this fine, fair, fun, fantastic city of so-called Vancouver. So, we're going to start off today over at the Red Gate. I'll be there tonight filling in. We got Coral Grief. Great name. Great name. They're coming up from Seattle, was it? Yeah, coming up from Seattle. Shout out to Vancouver 2.0. Very cool. They're playing Energy Slime. Haven't seen them in a hot minute, so very excited. Jay and Jessica produced some of the funnest songs I hear. When they put out Bongo Dance during the pandemic, well, the lockdown portion of it at least, life was good. Life was good. That was a bop, but they've been working on and cooking up some new stuff, so come on down, check it out. They're playing with Aversions and Picts House. Picts House? I wrote it down as Pitch House first, but P-I-T-S-H-O-U-S-E, Picts House. Anyways, I'm sure it's a very clever name, but I'm sure they have some very clever tunes. So go check that out tonight, 8 p.m. at the Red Gate, 1965 Main Street, $15. Come on through. Just up the hill, over at the Fox Cabaret, we got Tall Heights with Lua Noah. Coming in with some soft stuff for you to enjoy. A nice little duo in the stage there. Excuse me one second. I need a cough button in this room, but you gotta dab on your cough, you know, you gotta put your elbow into it. Just anyways. Yeah, that'll be really cool. Seven door times. So hop, as soon as this show ends, you know, finish up your din-din, grab yourself some little snacky poo, and head on up over to the Fox Cabaret. Check it out. Tall Heights, Luanoa. We'll hear some music from Tall Heights in a little bit. Haven't heard them before. Down at the bottom of the hill, close to Main Street Terminal over at the Cobalt, Xenu and Oaklander doing the thing with Total Chroma, Stav, and Section Tyrants. Another night of dark wave, EBM, cold wave, post-punk, etc. for you to jam out to on a freaking Thursday, baby. Hey, yo, how about these days, yo? Beautiful, crisp fall, well, I guess winter days here in Vancouver. The fog has been beautiful, but, you know, do be careful walking around. Not everyone's paying attention to be a hostile pedestrian, you know what I'm saying? Really make yourself known wherever you're at. Shout out to hostile pedestrianism. I'm walking here. You know how hard it was to not say that when I was in New York? I almost said it. I was so close. Anyways, people do the craziest left turns in this city, so they do be careful. As much as I love wearing all black sometimes, do get some colors on you. You're a little easier to see. And, you know, don't assume everyone can see you and make stare at them as they're walking by. Just like, I see you. You see me. Anyways, you know how to walk across the street. So shout out to the people, to the kiddos who are just figuring that out. Anyways, yeah, Xenu, Oaklander, Total Chroma, Stav, and Section Tyrants. Cobalt, 8 o'clock, be there. Back in East Van, we have over at the Heatley, we have Dogwood Tales, Mike Frazier, and Dead Flowers. I dry all my flowers. So it's kind of some country and rock-adjacent music there over at the Heatley. I'm guessing like 8 o'clock, $15 or so, add it to your bill, so get your bites and brews or bevies of whatever sort you like there. They have like a maple syrup sour that, ooh, I should make one of those at work. That sounds nifty. That sounds right up my alley. So for those fans of whiskey, check it out. Aside from that, there's some great music. Dogwood Tales, Mike Frazier, Dead Flowers, doing the thing. That's what I got written down here. What else I got? Over at the Pearl downtown, we got Scott Hellman doing the thing with Leah Papas Kemps, which is a really fun name to say. Leah Papas Kemps. I feel like it's a flower. Yeah. We'll hear some music from Leah in a bit. I was checking out. We're going to hear a song of their Switchblade in the next little mix here. What else I got for today? Oh, former guest of the show from years ago, Shane Coizan, doing the thing. Spoken word poet, musician extraordinaire. I think he was poet laureate at one point. Don't quote me on it. I should know this. let me just indulge myself here in a little quick search. Let me just look him up here. I was spoken poet for sure. Yo, born in the north in Yellowknife. Shout out to that. Did a lot of stuff with Dan Magan back in the day. He was a. He performed at the opening ceremony for Olympics here. Vetted poet. So if you want to see some moving words from a very cool guy, go check it out. Shane Coizan over at the Vogue Theater tonight, Thursday night, 7 o'clock. Okay. That's what I got. So let's check it out. Let's get in the mix here. We're going to check out some music from Coral Grief. They're playing tonight at the Red Gate with Aversions, Energy Slime, and Pickchouse. This is their song, January Flowers.
Song.
Heyo. Welcome back to your listener. Hope you enjoyed that set. A little jangly on that one. A little bit of this, a little bit of that. It's Thursday night, baby. Alright, that was Chime School wrapping us up there. That was their track, a wandering song off their album, The Boy Who Ran the Paisley Hotel. They're coming in from San Francisco to play over at Green Auto at 1822 Pandora Street, in the alley, of course. They're playing with locals What? Rainbow's End and New Meds. 7:30 door? Get there for 8. I'll guarantee you'll be on time for something. Be there. Before that, Leah Papas Kemp's doing the thing. They're playing over at the Pearl with Scott Hellman. That was their track, Switchblade. Yeah, I'd like that. Take a little tune. Good wandering. Chill tune. Hope you liked it. Yeah, it's over again over at the Pearl downtown, Granville Strip. Very cool. At the top of that set, Coral Grief, January Flowers. Shout out to the indoor gardeners, such as myself. My ferns are not looking happy. I don't know if it's just too cold in there or it's too hot. I need to call into that CBC garden show. Or do we have any garden shows here? Oh, you know who'd help? Who would have good ideas? The Garden Collective is that cool band. It's a nice three-piece. They play a bunch of, like, it's very Bad Bad Not Good-esque. Dense, instrumental, jazz, fusion, rock stuff. Very cool. And they play in the, like, LED masks. Very secret, hush-hush. But I do know they have, they're on the inside loop of being good with plants. A bit of a green thumb. I would think so with a name like Garden Collective. So maybe I can ask them. It's like, why is my fern dead? Did I kill it? Why? Why is my anthurium dead? But I can just ask my mom. Because she's a botanist. Shout out to moms. Shout out to plants. Yeah, not much more to say about that. Let's talk about Friday. Friday's happening. It's also known as tomorrow or today, if you're listening in the present of tomorrow, which is Friday. Anyways. Shindig Finale is up and happening here at the Red Gate. 8 o'clock. Four bands going toe-to-toe for it all. A grand prize of some time to record, a bunch of other cool stuff, and bragging rights. But we shall see. So, on deck, up to bat for their prime time. Numb Dame, Infidelity, the Goat String Orchestra, along with Francis Baptiste. So, will you be there? Yeah, that's Friday night, baby. Check it out. 8 o'clock at the Red Gate. The Great Outdoors, doing the thing with Leah Barley and Robert Connolly Fair, doing the thing over at Green Auto, 1822 Pandora Street, once again in the alley. A lot of country, folksy, airy, soothing music, possibly, to be heard and experienced there. I have some picture. I have Leah Barley here. Their Bandcamp photo is them sitting in a nice armchair. What do they call it? No, Chesterfield is a couch. What am I talking about? Armed with a banjo and a guitar. So, you know, they're going to be doing some string plucking. They're coming in, of course, from our own backyard here in Vancouver. We might play something off their album from 4 years ago, Bring Out Your Dead. Yeah, check it out. 1822 Pandora Street for the Great Outdoors, Leah Barley and Robert Connolly Farr at Green Auto Friday night. Over at Grey Lab, AK-747s, Drive Your Plow Over the Bones of the Dead, Gisei and Lord Rot, a very heavy show. So do behave yourself in the pit, people. It's not a free-for-all, it's not a melee. It's a celebration, a communal cathartic experience. So I better not hear about anybody doing some freaking flying jump kicks or jumping face first into a crowd or no crowd killing. We're in a post-crowd killing world. We're all about crowd loving. Be that with, you know, a lot of bumping into each other. But, you know, that's moshing for you, baby. Shout out to the pit lifeguards, always bringing up people when they go down. Shout out to the homies. Well, they, you know, after the pit, you're like, yo, sorry, I like accidentally whacked you in the face with my hand, bro. Let's have a beer. You meet the funnest people in a mosh pit. Take that, Honda. AK-747. Drive your plow over the bones of the dead. Did you say, Lord Rot, Grey Lab, Friday night. I myself, people, I am going to be, I believe, at the Vogue. Maybe the Orpheum. I should probably check my tickets because I'm going to go see the Philip Glass 11th Orca Symphony with my mom that night. I'm very excited. I do love me some Philip Glass. I can't imagine how cool it was to like hear Einstein on the Beach be performed in its original operatic state. Holy cow. That must have been a trip. Steve Reich is also going to be at this show. So I'm pretty stoked. I'm there to zone out. I want to get mellow and like hear and enjoy and fully be enveloped by neoclassical music. Shout out Michael Neumann. But yeah, Philip Glass, VSO, Friday night. Jay, I'm going to be there. See you there. See you in the pit. Not the orchestra pit. That'd be kind of cool, though. I should be on the ground floor, though. Anyways, I digress. Enough about me. Fox Cabaret doing autographed Felicia and the Jazz Rejects and the Evan Williams Project. So that should be pretty cool. 7 o'clock Friday night. Should be an early show. So bing, bang, bong. Out you go. And then they do their little DJ night. I mean, I'm kidding. It's fun. Who am I in a gripe? I'm DJing Saturday night. Next Saturday. Next Friday. Very cool. If you like yourself some noise, texture, and otherwise audibly abrasive material, you can go to the KW Studio Friday night over at the W2 at Abbott and Hastings, just around the corner from the TD Bank if you're going west. Yeah. So Ross Birdwise doing the thing with Mike W.T. Allen and Ophelia and the Faye along with Blind Spot. So get a bit of a mixed bag. A bit of a mixed bag, folks. KW Studios, 8 o'clock, be there, yeah, check it out, over at New Westminster, at Bully's, there's the Christmas Punk Party with Die Job, We Are Not a Cult, Stolen Goods, along with, Misfits tribute band, Psycho 78, they'll be donating to Don't Go Hungry, an organization in New West, bring some non-perishable food, maybe chat with your friends about what you're going to bring, because there's only so much tomato sauce that can be done with. You can do with tomato sauce, dude. Or bring some $5. Chip in a little bit. Help out the homies in New West. It's cold up there, and they have a really big hill to walk up. I hate that hill. Screw that hill. Maybe I should just live in Saskatchewan if I'm so hill. Anyways. Shout out to the hill. New West. Christmas Punk Party with Die Job. Christmas, We Are Not a Cult, Stolen Goods, and Psycho 78 tomorrow, Friday night at 9 o'clock at Bully's at 67th 6th Street in New West. What do we got next? Okay. Yeah. All right. We're going to hop into some music here. I'm done yapping, as the kids say. Okay. If you'll let me be old man for a minute here, I was over to the thrift store where I found some very bomb-ass shoes, if I do say so myself. And man, I'm only 33, people, but like, it was like chalk nails for me, man. There's like I don't know. I'm not gonna do this myself. You know, I'm just old man Gradesky over here. On God, as they would say. I don't know. I still dab. No one dabs anymore. No one nays. No one whips. Anyways, here's "Good Luck Is for Suckers" by Numb Dame.